cold.
We are kickstarting that process. Since this is a new thing or new process for all of us in the parliament, we do not have precedent to follow. So it needs us to develop an approach for this committee as we begin this process now that we'll all agree on so that we can use it until we close this process. I am going to suggest two approaches, and if honorable members have other alternatives, we will engage and then decide on the approach. Since we have received both reports, I want to suggest that, as it is required by the legislation, that as the first option, we go back to the National Treasury report and interrogate program by program until the end and make our recommendations or conclusions on those issues. Or we can take as if comrades have, honorable members have read and studied the reports. They know what is there and where are the limitations and challenges and shortcomings in those reports. Therefore, they have developed their own conclusions or recommendations moving forward on those issues. So we can allow comrades. Sorry, man, I'm coming from a wrong meeting, really. So honorable members will just raise the recommendations across the programs reported on by both National Treasury and STATS SA. Those are the two proposals from this side of the house, of the table. And I will now allow honorable members to engage on the proposals. Thank you. Ebo, Honorable Tubazana.
Thank you, Chair. I will second the second proposal where a summary is being given on recommendation or review, then to take a department pay program, because that is going to, I mean we've read all our documents, we've read the state, and then we've read the National Treasury's report. So if we give pay department, we give pay National Treasury, and we give pay sets, then we give a summary on that report, align it with the act, like you said. Thank you. Okay.
Dr. George.
Thank you, Chairperson. I agree with the suggestion to do it that way. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Van Rooy.
No.
Secretariat will then, after the submissions, rearrange accordingly, according to the prescribed format of presenting a report.
Thank definitely, they will do that, and we will finalize or adopt the report in our meeting next week on Tuesday. Wow, this meeting is going to be. Okay, honorable members, I'm now giving you an opportunity to suggest recommendations. And I hope honorable members are not going to start by re-presenting the report to the committee. They will raise those areas that they feel needs to be attended to and the recommendations moving forward. Thank you. Can I see hands, Dr. George? Honorable Balindlela, Honorable Tubazana. Dr. George.
Thank you, Chairperson. I haven't given a lot of thought to the actual wording that I would propose for the recommendations, but I just want to discuss the principle of the recommendations that I would like to put forward on the two entities, National Treasury and SARS. The first one for SARS, to me, the most important thing about SARS is obviously tax collection and making sure that the revenue net is as widely spread as possible. Now, we know that SARS have made progress in this regard, but there are many sectors within our economy that are not inside of the tax net. And SARS has said that they have a program, but that is the only recommendation that I would like to see specifically on that report, that SARS does need to accelerate its process of reaching those taxpayers who are not in the tax net now. And that doesn't mean specifically only in the informal sector, but also others that are not in that net. I know it's very difficult to do, but anecdotal evidence indicates that there's billions, probably over 10 billion or more of money that belongs to the people in taxation that is not here. So we need to do that. Our service delivery can't happen. So I'd like that principle somewhere captured. And then in terms of National Treasury, to my mind, the most important thing that National Treasury has to do is to make sure that the people's money is properly spent. And properly means that the leakage in the system is as minimum as possible. And at the moment, certainly evidence certainly indicates that there's a massive amount of leakage in this process through fraud and corruption and various other schemes that literally steal the money from the people. And somehow we need to ensure that National Treasury is not only focusing on specific things that they've identified to make sure that they get that sorted out, but that also we start looking at how do we dovetail this with consequences, because we know there's a problem and we know there's leakage, and so what? What is the solution? And somehow we need to make sure that the problem that's identified then leads to, if it's an arrest or it's an investigation or a something, but there has to be consequences, because if there are no consequences, then it just carries on going. And I think somehow that needs to be captured. And I think that those, to my mind, are the most important things that those entities need to do. And if they're successful at that, then we're successful. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Balindlela. Thank you very much, Chair. I am going to need your help, Chair, in maybe phrasing the issues that I would like to phrase. Maybe I will be a little bit inadequate in the manner I'm phrasing them. I just wanted to say the issue of coordination does seem to be running through all the other entities in the National Treasury. Whether you take SARS, whether you take stats, there is this issue of lack of coordination. And I have a feeling that it would be nice for us, this has shown itself whenever we talk about the other components outside, for instance, the Chapter 9 FFC. You will find that now that we're talking about that, everybody is saying, yeah, we do receive reports, and it ends up there. And I think there is something that needs to be tightened up as to how are those reports enacted upon after they have been received. Because you will notice even today in the papers, also the local government is saying, yes, they receive the reports on Chapter 9 FFC, but it doesn't seem to be any coordination after that. The second one is also about the issue of the business register, which did appear in one, I think it was when we were discussing with states. But I am sure it is part of NT. We would like really to call all those mentioned departments that are supposed to be coordinating the issue of the business register, because how can the national government still battle with coordination of forming one business register? So I am saying, really, maybe not saying it right, but the principle is that coordination is very important. Thank you very much, Chair. It was clear and adequate. Honorable Dumbazana.
Thank you, Chair. Contribution on the National Treasury annual reports, will request that the Treasury provide committee with a detailed report on progress regarding the preferential procurement policy, the first one. And then the second one, the MTPPS to be tabled early in October in order to allow the processes as dedicated by the Money Bills Act. And then on the SA, the SA to improve its financial, to ensure that financial discipline is maintained at all times. And then the other one with the SA to ensure that the disclosure notes and records keeping are accurate and consistent at all times. Thank you, Chair. Thank you. Any further input, honourable members? Honourable George.
See, I forgot to mention on Stats SA, I would like some recommendation put in there regarding the discussion that we had on the service delivery index, and that we would like to see progress on work towards or something, and maybe a deadline on the development of a service delivery index, because that would really assist us to know where we are in terms of delivery to the people. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honourable Adams.
Thank you, Chair. A further recommendation is to review the report format by the National Department to Parliament. And the second one is to review the review of parliamentary program so as to be accommodate the BRRR program.
Honourable Van Rooy, you have no recommendations, no input on this.
But
I think it will assist honourable members, even if it doesn't fall under recommendations to Parliament, for members to say this is for our own internal processes, so that it's recorded and minuted by the officials, and that just to separate that, if you make your recommendations for the BRR process and for our own internal processes.
Okay, we made a request yesterday for SA to provide us with information around wasteful and fruitless expenditure, as a breakdown of cases handled, as well as the progress in as far as those cases are concerned. But we also made a request to SA to provide a breakdown on the maths for statistics, which is provided for in various provinces. We want to know, I mean, how many schools benefited, and also which schools are they referring to, because our concern was around the unevenness of this capacitation program. Thank you. I think those are the two things that I remember clearly, explicitly. Yeah, for now.
Okay. Honorable Martinez.
The recommendation that I have, Chairperson, is that of SARS establishing offices in areas where it is not accessible, and also to say that we need to have a clear and improved oversight model in line with the Money Bill Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable George.
Thank you, Chairperson. It was touched on very lightly when we had the discussion with National Treasury. We did have a short-ish session with them, but it revolves around the issue of consumer protection and the regulatory framework for consumer protection. I raised the issue about the Financial Services Board. Now, we know that the Financial Services Board has a particular mandate, and it does protect people to a certain degree. However, we do have circumstances in South Africa where people are exploited financially and they don't actually have protection. And when they turn somewhere, they don't actually get helped. So I do think that we should encourage or recommend to the Treasury that they should pay attention to that aspect, consumer exploitation or maybe improving the regulatory framework specifically regarding protection for consumers in terms of consumer financial exploitation. Because I think that's an enormous gap here. And the difficulty is that as people emerge from poverty and they do need to get loans and et cetera, you know, financial products, there will be more and more people taking that opportunity. But if there isn't sufficient protection for them, there will be enormous exploitation, I believe. So we must actually think about that ahead of the curve. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Honorable George. Any more suggestions, members? Are we consulting our ancestors? Sorry. Honorable Yuenge, you are welcome.
God on your test. Sir, my apology for coming late. I have a suggestion when we're talking about the recommendations that should be put forward to Treasury. Treasury has an overarching responsibility to all spheres of government. But seemingly that responsibility is not actually employed accordingly. There is no clear role that you see a situation whereby Treasury engages the local spheres of government and also sanctions against perpetrators. So they must tighten up their screws in terms of the financial management and also the employment of the procurement policies in all spheres of government.
Honorable Luyenge, you strengthened the point that was raised earlier on by Honorable George and Mahlamin. It's good to know that we think alike in this committee because we receive one report, all of us. Honorable members, are there any contributions regarding recommendations to National Treasury? Okay. Stats SA? South African Revenue Services? SFC? Okay. Comrades, honorable members, we are going to allow the Secretariat to take this stake of meat that we have given them and dissect it to relevant pieces of corners where it belongs regarding our
report to the House. But again, maybe before I give them a little bit of work for the research unit, we have received the reports, we engaged, but as the legislation requires, we need to give a detailed report in terms of how resources of National Treasury has been used. So in your first draft that you will bring back to this committee on Tuesday, all those things must be catered in the report so that this committee can engage further and make final recommendations on those issues. Do you want to say something, Bradley, regarding the process?
Thanks. Thank you, Madam Chair. Look, in terms of the BRR reports, as the words say, budget review and recommendations reports, I would like to ask the question to members also, perhaps with regards to fund. Does the committee feel that National Treasury or SARS or Stats SA requires more money in terms of, you know, implementing its mandate, or does the committee feel that they actually don't need or reduce the funds? But, you know, it's just a suggestion from...
No, you are not the spokesperson, Honorable George.
Thank you, Chair. During the discussions we had with them, if I recall correctly, that none of the entities asked for additional monies, which was actually quite pleasing, strangely enough, because I'm sure that many others will. They didn't indicate that, and if they had, then I think we would have obviously had to think about it very clearly, but in the absence of them saying, I need more money, then, you know, I don't think we should be suggesting that any gets taken away.
Mm.
So therefore, it seems as if they can fulfill their mandate with the budgets that they have, which is pleasing. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Van Rooyen.
Yeah. On the aspect of money,
your mic is
the legacy. Yeah, I was saying on the aspect of money, if you look into our recommendations, it's very apparent that if we speak of expansion of services, there's no way in which those departments are not going to need more money. Not unless it's not our business for now. It will be our business to entertain in the next financial year.
Mm.
But looking into all our recommendations, they do have financial implications.
Mm.
Expansion of our services, I mean intensification of coordination between Treasury and law enforcement agencies, you name them. All these recommendations do have financial implications. Now, I'm not sure, because we expect them to implement these things during this financial year, that there will be report. That is obviously, that is 2010-2011. We expect a positive feedback on this recommendation,
mm-hmm.
on that financial. So I'm not sure if maybe that's a question that I'm posing to the House. If we must be realistic and say something about the financial implications of our recommendation now, or wait for them to look into the recommendation and obviously give an indication if they will have any financial implication to their current financial status. I'm just asking that question because I don't know how to deal with this situation, because it's given. If we want this recommendation to be realized, there will be obviously appropriate, it will be appropriate, I mean, to allocate more resources.
I think, Honorable Members, the best way for us to deal with this issue is to follow what the legislation says, that we make recommendations and report to the executive member responsible for that particular institution. Based on those recommendations, they will respond to this committee to say, if you are saying you need more offices in Nkunu, these offices will cost us so much, therefore we request. Yes, that's when we will engage, because we can't, as this committee, quantify how much resources they will require to do this work. It's their responsibility to do that and bring it back to this committee. I think if we follow it in that manner, we will reach somewhere.
Any other comment, honorable members? Chairperson of Appropriations Standing Committee of the National Assembly, you are welcome. Comments? Any more input? Talking about money allocations. Are we happy, honorable members, with what we've done so far? Okay, but this, it means more work on the side of the officials. Please, on Tuesday, can we get a first draft of this report with all the information that is required in that report. Another issue, honorable members, that I just want to raise in the House that maybe we need to be aware of and see how we deal with it. I was looking at the parliamentary program. It suggests that NA will adjourn on the 18th of November, and the MTPPS will be tabled on the 27th of October, that is Wednesday. And according to the legislation, we are supposed to deal with that process within 30 days. We must report to the House, which means that we will have to, it's more work for this committee, especially this year, that the minister will present a revised fiscal framework and amendments on the division of revenue bill. So it's going to be hectic for us. We need to start thinking about how are we going to approach that process so that we don't work against the legislation, but at the same time, we are able to do all what is required of this committee. So when we are called on Fridays, can we please avail ourselves as members of this committee to do the work of Parliament? Honourable members, thank you for availing yourself. We meet again on Tuesday morning for the workshop on MTPPS documents, and later our committee meeting to finalise and decide on the report. Thank you. Bye.